School's out for summer. School's out forever. School's been blown to pieces.
Welcome back to On the Screens podcast. This is Jose.
This is Carla.
We're back with another small screen episode. It's a little bit different, but... So we're going to do a summer homework episode. We're going to pull movies from a little mystery bag that my fiance has made of random movies. I don't know what these movies are that are releasing between now and August. They could be wide. They're all wide releases, but they're not blockbusters, or they could be blockbusters. So we're going to pull three films out. The first two films we're both going to watch. I'm sorry, we're pulling out four films. The first two films we're both going to watch. Then we're each pulling out an individual one that is our own personal homework to watch. And then when that's over, we'll report back on our thoughts on these films. These are supposed to be movies that we might not typically want to see,
okay,
have planned to see, or would think of seeing. Without further ado, let's start this a little bit and see what we get.
Let us see.
This will be. Do you want this to be your individual or one of the group ones?
Let's do the group one.
Group one.
You pick one group. I'll pick one group.
You pull out the first group one.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. That's a little Ziploc bag full of mystery paper.
All right.
Okay, you're unfolding it.
Let us see. So War for the Planet.
Summer homework is going to be.
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
I have no fuck. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck that movie. Oh,
Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson.
God damn it. Fuck me.
Hey, a lot of kids react when they hear the homework. It's homework. I'm sure kids, when they get mad, they're like, God, fuck, God damn it. The same thing.
I thought my homework was for me. Yeah. Now it's for Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson.
Yeah, that's right.
Hitman's a Bodyguard.
What happens when Nick Fury and Deadpool are lost in Europe?
A movie nobody wanted to see. The Hitman's Bodyguard. Holy
Nick
shit.
Nick Fury's Deadpool.
Did you watch the trailer?
I saw, not the new one. I think there's like a new one that they had on Kimmel or something.
They need to release a new
one. I saw one when I went to go see, not Wonder Woman.
I think last I saw one was Guardians, I think.
Yes, yeah. That's when I saw the trailer.
Oh, shit. Ryan Reynolds as Ryan Reynolds, starring in Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds.
Starring as Ryan Reynolds in Ryan Reynolds, the Bodyguard, featuring Sam Jackson as Samuel L. Jackson. Playing Sam Jackson in the role of Sam Jackson. All right. I guess we have to watch that. I don't know when that... There are no dates on these. I don't know when these come out.
We'll find out.
August. Oh, okay. It's a long one.
All right. That's fine.
So here's our second one. Our second... We could watch these together, separately. You know, however you want to suffer through the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I forgot that movie was coming out. So she said she was going to keep all the big ones out, like Spider-Man...
Oh, yeah, because we're already going to watch those.
So our second one is... Oh, fuck me.
Oh, no!
What's the emoji? The emoji movie? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I have to pay.
I'd rather do actual fucking homework, I think.
I have to fucking pay for the emoji movie?
Want to see Patrick Stewart as a turd?
Is that who it is?
Yes! The man is sullied now.
The man doesn't give a fuck anymore. The emoji movie and the Hitman's Bodyguard. So we have a movie for children.
I'm gonna have to dress up.
We have a movie for children, the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
And for awful adults in the emoji
movie.
I'm
gonna have to walk in there like pervs do, like at the adult libraries.
With
the trench coat and the hat and shades.
And Stark sunglasses. Excuse me, sir, there's no masturbating in the movie theater.
Oh my God.
Oh,
the
shit.
Emoji movie.
Yeah, that's awful.
I should have been like, yeah, just pull out your individual one. I should have said that.
Legitimately, out of all the...
That one's in July.
All the stuff that's come out with like Storks, Trolls, Sing. This is the one that I least want
to
see.
Well,
now I have to watch it.
I'd
watch a winky face dry hump a heart or something. Oh, the Hitman's Bodyguard.
And the emoji
movie.
Holy shit.
I am going to drink before that one, probably.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shit. That is two things that we are not looking for.
That's why they put bars in movie theaters
now.
That's
why they put the whole drinking in there.
Yeah.
So this is your personal one. You have to watch this on your own and report to me.
And report to you.
What your thoughts on. Now, I could watch it, too, if I want to.
Sir, yes, sir.
But you have to watch it. That's the difference.
Okay. Damn it.
Let's see what you're unraveling it and your prize is.
Kidnap.
I have no idea what that is.
Me neither.
Kidnap.
Oh. Kidnap.
Kidnap. Let's
I'm going to look it up right now. Okay, Kidnap is a movie that I have to watch on my own.
If it's a fucking kid.
Like.
If it's a kidnap.
Oh, no. Kidnap movie. Okay, this is the first thing that popped up. Who's in it?
What is this? Read the synopsis.
Halle Berry's in it.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, like, action thrillers. What happens when... Oh, no.
Like in the Taken realm?
Yes, but for a woman. A mother stops at nothing to recover her kidnapped son.
I did see this trailer. I forgot when, but I erased it out of my mind. But
there you go.
You have to watch Halle Berry as Liam Neeson in Kidnap.
Kidnap, okay.
When does that come out?
That comes out...
Kind of glad I got the... You know, I'd rather get the Emoji Movie over Kidnap, I think.
Damn it, where the hell's the damn... August 4th.
Oh, a lot of late ones. So we won't be back reporting on these for a while.
Oh man. Okay.
Right. So let's see what is my final.
Can we unveil the other ones?
We
after?
Are gonna do.
Okay,
after,
sweet.
After
see what I really want to
see what
the
we
other.
Dodge or what we missed. Let's see. So this is my personal summer homework.
It's the Emoji Movie again, times two,
and a middle finger drawn on you. 47 meters down. No, motherfucker.
Yes.
That down now. I have to watch that. Like this.
Just think of it as This Is Us in the water.
Is that the cast?
Yeah, Mandy Moore's in it. That's why.
Oh shit! I did it. First of all, I didn't know this existed until this week. On my way to work, I saw it on a bus, and I thought, "What the fuck is 47 meters down?" And I saw the commercial today, and oh god, no. No,
now you got to catch up on your shark mythology now. You got to watch Jaws.
Jaws.
Shallows.
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Jaws 2.
Jaws 2. That's awesome.
Fuck. 47 million. I didn't know this existed.
So I got taken with a girl. And you got the Shallows.
And I got Shallows with a B cast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 47 meters down. Kid, you have time to get ready. This is out now.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
I have to watch this soon.
Report that immediately.
Holy shit. I did not want to pull that. Of all things, I didn't think this would even be here because it looks like trash.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I haven't seen anything of this. Like, no scenes. So I'm kind of just...
So as of now, so we are going to watch the Emoji Movie and Hitman's Bodyguard. You know what? Thank God these are comedies.
Yeah.
And 47 meters down... And then Kidnap. Those are our personal ones. God, I'm so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, this is bad. The Emoji Movie just is like the nail on the coffin.
All right. So this is what we could have pulled.
How many are there in there? Like six?
I think there's like six left. Yeah. So we had 10 total. 10 films. This is what we could have pulled. Let's see if it's better or worse than what we got. Let's see. Our first option was going to be Rough Night. No clue what that is.
It's like the chicks. It's like,
is it like?
I think it's like the Hangover for girl, like the girl version of the Hangover.
Yeah. I think I read something about that.
Scarlett Johansson's in it. What's her face is in it from SNL, the really talented one.
Kay McKinnon.
Yes. Yeah, I saw the a preview for it.
That could have been a possibly better choice that we passed out on.
Good old Kay McKinnon.
It's all right. You got the Emoji Movie and the Hitman's Bodyguard to keep you company.
God, Jesus.
This is like a good 8 hours of your life you're not going to get back.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
My God.
Despicable Me 3. Oh, fuck. That's a bullet dodged. Oh,
man.
I do not want to watch any more Minions for a while.
Despicable Me 3.
Okay, let's see.
I never even seen the Minions one. Have you seen it?
No. I have no desire to. Girls Trip.
Are you sure
that's not Rough Night?
No. Girls Trip. What the hell?
No, you know what? We might have pulled out the worst picks of this bunch.
Yeah. Girls Trip.
Just an hour and a half of girls tripping.
Oh, God. Thank God.
What is Who will we have to suffer through?
Oh, when four lifelong friends travel to New Orleans for the annual Essence Festival, sisterhoods are rekindled, wild sides are rediscovered, and there's enough dancing, drinking, brawling, and romancing to make the Big Easy blush. Wow. Starring Kate Walsh, Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, Luke Cage, Regina Hall, and the rest.
And the rest.
Yeah. It's like...
Well, you know what? That might have... I would have taken that over 47 meters down.
Is this one out? July 21st. Well, it's rated R. Nice.
Oh, there might be some like naughtiness in there.
Naughtiness. Rough Night. I'm sure Rough Night's PG-13. I think Rough Night's
47 meters down is PG-13. It's a fucking horror shark movie that's PG-13.
Wow, that's really bad.
That is... The House. I don't know what the house is.
The House, let me check.
That's a Will Ferrell
Movie. Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler movie.
Okay.
That could have been an okay time. Shit.
Wow. Okay.
We pulled the crap out of the fucking...
Girls Trip. What's the other one? Rough Night? Rough Night. That one has Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, Kate McKinnon, Demi Moore, Jillian Bell. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Oh, Transformers The Last Night. You fucking dodged that 3-hour, 2-minute running time of this. Holy shit.
You know what, though?
You're going to watch it anyway?
No, one of my friends is going to like try to hit me up to watch it. And the last movie is the only movie I've ever fallen asleep to in the theater.
You tweeted that.
Yeah.
It was Transformers, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't think I'll...
Only happened to me once.
Unless I get a fire stick and I'm like bored at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Don't play with fire until you're...
That's true. Don't play with fires.
I've only fallen asleep during one movie, and that was Country for No Old Men. Country for Old Men.
what's Country for Old Men? Is that the prequel or something?
That's the one where they find a place. No Country for Old Men. I fell asleep and I walked out because, I'd already seen it. It was like a second time viewing it. And I was really tired, and I couldn't fucking...
I was about to say, like, why'd you fall asleep during that great film?
I was really tired, and I was like, I can't fucking do this. Yeah. I don't want to disrespect it, so I just left. I went home.
I remember I had to leave Mad Max Fury Road.
Why?
Because the buddy of mine, he was getting, like...
Sick?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, he asked me if I could leave. Oh, if he could leave.
Like the racing? Like the speed of it?
Yeah. And I was like, all right, fuck it.
Don't ever travel with him. The last one was going to be Captain Underpants.
Oh, wow.
That would have probably been a better option than the
emoji. We just mentioned that on the last one.
Yeah, so that's we dodged.
Wow.
I don't know if we dodged too many bad things. I think we got the shit end of this list.
It's like we dodged bullets, but yet we still got like hit with different kinds of bullets.
Yeah, it's like you dodged a bullet, but you ran into a wall dodging that bullet.
These are like 9mm bullets and... This one's like a fucking AR-15 assault rifle
just
bullet.
Like point blank. And then I got 47 meters down, which is just stepping on a landmine that was buried for like 10 years.
The shallow deep blue sea.
Oh my God.
Kidnap.
Female taken. Yeah, so we'll be watching the Emoji Movie, Hitman's Bodyguard, and you're going to watch Kidnap. I'll watch 47 meters down.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to...
Going to suffer through that.
I'm going to pregame during before Emoji Movie. All right.
What if you love it more because you're pregame?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So at least we dodged Captain Underpants, The House, Girls Trip, Rough Night, Despicable Me 3, Transformers The Last Night. I was afraid of Transformers because I did not want to watch a 3-hour movie. I'm at that point where now I'm just like, you know what, dude? Let's keep it under 2 hours, please.
Yeah.
Let's not
definitely
go nuts. Let's not go nuts with this. All right.
Wow. No,
that's The Poison. What are you going to watch besides those? Spider-Man Homecoming?
Spider-Man Homecoming, Kingsman, War for the Planet of the Apes.
War for Planet of the Apes, definitely for sure.
I think that rounds out the summer, basically.
Yeah, and then Thor kicks off probably like the fall.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to that. But yeah, that's our little suffering fest for now.
We'll
watch these. We'll report back once we've seen all of them. And then we'll talk about our summer homework, what we did on our summer vacation.
Oh, man. Suffer, apparently.
Suffer. So anyway, you can find us on Twitter at
PodcastOTS.
And then on Instagram at...
On?
The... I mean, sorry. Shit.
On dot.
Dot the dot screens dot podcast. And then we'll probably have some new stuff up to Tumblr, hopefully.
No, yeah. Maybe that's in the works. I really want to get that started.
Nappy chatty. to maybe snappy chat you tidbits of movies we like.
When I get a new phone and I get enough memory. Well, I'm really low on memory, so I can't really download
delete all
those
dog pictures.
Poor Duke.
Anyway, that's it for tonight. Have a good night.
See ya.